Thank you for calling Midwire Jewelers. What's second? Oh, Brian's again.
Hey, bud. Scott, RDI. What's shaking?
Not much, brother. You? It's raining.
Listen to you. We've got, I think it's 58 degrees and beautiful blue skies and sunshine, so.
Well, it's 44 degrees and rain.
Well, we'll get that tomorrow, I'm sure. Thanks. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah. There you go. You know, I'm just passing it along.
Too funny. Too funny. All right. Well, I'm just saying hello, making sure you were good. Making sure everything's good out there.
No, I'm good, man. We're trying to work something out, but it's not going to work this year. I was going to get a hold of you and see what you could do on, 50 pairs of, 2-carat total weight diamond studs. Lab-grown, obviously. But we're going to try to run, small promotion.
Labs. Let me look at something. Just to be fun, let's look and see where I am price-wise currently and where you would like to be, and that way...
It's too late in the season to, try to run a promo and...
Yeah.
For, Saturday after Thanksgiving.
28, 29. I have 41 pairs, so you know. That would wipe me out, but they're 41 pairs, and we're $600 set.
A pair?
White gold, yeah. I mean, some are white, some are yellow, some are four-prong, some are three-prong martinis. But we could negotiate, obviously. So if that's something you're going to look at for Valentine's Day, we could talk. Get with me, because our owner's son has taken over a lot of this lab-grown stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's, I think he's 25, very progressive, and he's on it. I hate to say that about somebody so young that's going to end up my boss at 57, and I got kids older than him. But at the same time, he's new blood, new ideas, different things. So let me know. It's something.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know. Like I said, it was a thought process, but then, it's like, well, if the only issue is if then, a couple of the other stores want to get in on the same promotion, then now you're talking, we need, 50, 100, 150.
With 1-carats being so prevalent, I honestly don't see a major issue there. I mean, it would take some time for setup, obviously.
Right.
But, having almost 50 pairs in house, and there's 60 pairs in house now, tells me,
But you're at, what
600, but again, we would,
600.
You're looking at, 50 pair minimum. I know he's going to cut a deal.
Right.
So if it's something you're going to think about, like I said, Valentine's Day or another time, let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Because I was saying, just run a freaking stupid special, $1,000 for a set of 2-carat diamond studs.
Yeah.
Total weight.
You would piss off a lot of people. It would work well, though, and you guys.
It would. It would piss off a lot of people. But
JCPenney could. A couple weeks ago, I look
at it this way: it's a quick $50,000.
Oh, easily, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, in sales, and you'll probably make 45% or 50% profit, if not a little bit more.
Right.
So. Yeah, let me know if we can put it together.
So it's a great idea, right?
It is.
But it's, getting the price and the quality right. I don't want shit quality, because I'm going to be like, oh, these are just low quality stuff. These are JCPenney's, what I mean?
Well, or do what Kohl's does. I ever tell you that one? My wife and I got into it. She was, she's been on shape. Kohl's had advertised, 1-carat diamond earrings, naturals, for $6.99, and she had a 30% off, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Jen, they're going to be garbage. You don't know that. I'm like, look what I do for a living, woman. So I finally caved, and I just bought them.
Right.
We get them, and they ship them directly to the house, and she sends me a picture of them when we get them. And I'm like, and I'm on my way to take them back to the store now. I'm sorry, you were right. It's got to be one of the first times in 17 years of marriage she said that to me without, So no, these would all be, you know, DEVS.
Yeah.
So let me know. If I can put together, you know, put some scratch in both of them.
I think it's a good idea, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I think it's a good idea. You know, and it would be an asset, right? That's what I told JP. I said, dude, if we do this, you know, it's gonna be an asset. So I'm committing, but it's gonna turn around twofolds, right? You know, because I'm not gonna contact one of our vendors and be like, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to move these. You know, I want them on memo. And they're like, no. You know, that's a lot of inventory to take away. But if I say, hey, you know, I want to do an asset. I want 50. I want 150 pairs.
Right. I mean, 50 pairs without discount is 30,000. That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. So I can get you a discounted price. When you're ready,
I'm trying to figure out some different marketing things, right? Like, you know, because this store hasn't done any advertisement in probably 3, 4, 5 years. You know, because it's, you know, it went through some things, right? You know, so then they bring me on, and I'm like, look, this is what we can do. You know, because I can revert back to my, you know, my Sterling days. Like, this is going to generate some business. You know, and it's gonna piss, you know, the big people off, because they're not gonna be able to do it. I mean, they can turn around and be like, hey, we can match that, you know, by all means. But if we do an exclusive at this location and this location, then, you know, and if you do like 50 to 100 pair, first come, first serve. Once they're gone, they're gone. You know, that's a quick.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm only looking, you know, like you said, you know, if I can do a Keystone, you know, so if I get them at 500 and offer them for 2,000, or I mean 1,000, that's Keystone.
100, it's 100,000. I mean, what's 100
right.
times 50? That's a huge, that's a quick, you know.
Right.
That's a quick 50 grand.
And, you know, and it's, I mean, even if we did do like, you know, like terms, you know, hey, give me 30 days terms, you know, most vendors, you know, that know us and we've been relationships are going to say, yeah, I'll take 30 day terms, you know, 60 day terms, whatever, you know, because if it's not in the budget to do that kind of asset, I mean, you know. Because I got to make sure that I can do that too, you know.
Right.
So, you know, if they go, well, yeah, Brian, that sounds good, but, you know, we don't have 50 grand to, you know, to lay down right now. If I want, you
so
know, 100
earrings. Right, we could look at terms.
Yeah, if I do 100 earrings times, you know, $500, that's 50 grand.
Split it up over 30, 60,
90.
I might be able to get, I'm talking kind of out my butt here, but 30, 60.
Yeah, yeah, you and I are just.
120,
we're,
you know,
just,
12,500 a month for 4 months. You
yeah.
guys got good credit. You do, you know, when we do sell, we have a good sell through, so.
Right. You know,
I could make that
can,
work. If you can make that work, I can make it work. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So I'm pondering, you know. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna see. I'm gonna be like, hey, look, let's see how we do through Christmas, and then to kickstart our year next year, let's do a Valentine's thing. But you know, I need to be up on it in January, right? You know, and we need to be advertising in January.
Are you doing any events like doorbusters?
Do
obviously,
events.
You do a Black Friday event.
No, we don't do that.
Just wondered if you could try it with 10 pairs.
Black Friday is not like it used to be.
No,
I know.
But I worked retail.
I mean, it's all online. It's all electronics. This, this, that, and everything else. People aren't doing jewelry. But if I did a Saturday special, and not call it a Black Friday special. Call it your, or I thought, you know, call it your hunter special. You know, I took last week off to hunt. you know, women go out and they shop.
Yeah, without a doubt. I know. Small Business Saturday has become a bigger thing these days, too.
Right.
Did you shoot anything last weekend?
No, I didn't.
One of the guys here 10 days ago got a 14-point buck dressed out at 250. He's been chasing this thing for years. It's on an apple farm, literally 10 miles from where I'm sitting. He's been chasing it. He showed us pictures of it this summer. And it dressed out at 250. It's just a hog.
Damn.
So he already brought his turkey. He is. He is, definitely.
Tell him he's a bastard from Maine, Michigan.
You got it. Well, he's bringing me
one of my neighbors took one of my monsters off. I think it was our 12 point that I saw. Fucking massive. I saw it hanging in this tree and I drove by. I'm like, you bastard.
That's when you back your truck up and cut it down and run like hell.
Right. Well, the other thing is I don't know if he was sniping it or what. You know, because all of a sudden I saw him the other day. I've never met the guy. You know, he's like, you know, he's on the main, off the main road, right? And, it's his property butts up to the same farm field that I hunt, but I'm on opposite corners, right?
Right.
And, you know, so I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like one of my deers I've got on camera. But then I saw him on the back of his, standing on the back of his truck, and he was like, you know, scoping out the field. He got his binos out and he's looking over the field. I'm like, is this motherfucker sniping shit? You know?
Never.
And does he have a 450? I mean, which he can hunt with legally. He can hunt a 450, 350 here. You know, but it's like, you know, where did he shoot this? How far did, you know, you're going to get whatever story you're going to get. You know, but all of a sudden I see him out there with binos checking, looking over the field, that kind of, yeah.
Rubs you the wrong way, yeah.
You know, because I saw a huge monster the one night. It was about 150 yards out now, but it was about 5:30. You know, still broke bow season, so it's not like I could take a 150-yard shot with my bow. And it was getting dark, you know. But now if I would have had my muzzleloader, if I would have been using my muzzleloader, I would have drilled it. 150 yards, nothing, no problem. I got no issues shooting my muzzleloader 150 yards.
Right.
You know,
we can rifle hunt here now. And like I said, no, I'm not in New York City. I'm between Buffalo and Syracuse. There's a crap load of farmland and woods and reserves. And, oh, man. I get them in my backyard in the town I live in.
Yeah.
So
those are the biggest cities here.
Oh, yeah. So it's I'm trying to find the picture. I'm going to shoot it to your email.
No, send it to my phone.
All right, hold on here.
Oh, yeah, you can send it to my email. I forgot you have my email.
Let me see.
Have a good day. Yeah, one of my neighbors.
What's your cell phone number?
Elizabeth. My phone number?
517-426-3342. Yeah, this thing is just...
Jesus.
You got it?
Yeah.
Beast.
Jeez. That's gnarly. That's a sweet deer.
Yeah, I said to him, I go, you know, I see a flashlight there. You want a spotlight? This?
No, I would never. Yeah, I'd make sure that's out of the...
Oh, I got to get in the business just because, you know.
All right. My neighbor's, one of his friends, shot this one. This is in Ionia, which is about 45 minutes from me. Yeah, a half hour from me. I mean, this is just in the cornfield. Sick. Like, I'm like, you bastard.
Do you know what I used to do before I worked here?
Yeah.
I was vice president at Amtra Wholesale, which is a wholesale firearms distributor. and then Senior Vice President at American Tactical Imports, ATI. I don't know if you're into, you know, sport, or I was the guy, or I don't say I was the guy, but I sold every one of them. It's a GSG 522, 22 caliber MP5. Mm-hmm. I sold 350,000 of them.
Jeez.
But we also did the 338 Extreme, which is a neck down 50, which Blackwater certified for me, hitting pie plates at 2.5 miles.
Damn.
So I was in the game, traveling 26 weeks a year. I'd been to China, Russia. I worked a deal with Taiwan's private military, the Victor Bout, their Lord of War owns, for 5,000 Colt 45s. Colt wouldn't do it, so my buddy Vince De Niro at Beretta did it for me.
Okay.
I had some big deals. When we got stuck in Turkey one year when they were invading Georgia 20 years ago.
Oh, man.
I decided, I came home from that trip. My wife told me she was pregnant with my son, and I'm like, maybe it's time. And then my owner got a little wonky on me there, and we got hit by the feds a couple times. And shit, 3 years after I was gone, the feds came here to talk to me.
Damn.
So he was running loose and fast, and
sometimes
the deal was more important than what we were bringing in. So.
Right.
Yeah,
because then you're looking at repeat clientele, you know.
Well, when he bought 5,000 AK-47 75-round drum mags with the pop-off backs.
Yeah. It kind of raises a red flag.
Well, they were stamped Bulgaria, and I kept telling him, $75, dude, that's cheap. You can't buy them wholesale for that anywhere. You know, why are we getting this deal, nobody else? Because I brokered the deal. I'm like, it's my guy you brokered it through. I get it. Something
right.
Don't smell right. You know, they were stamped over. They were Chinese, and they stamped over.
Yeah.
So we didn't know, so he didn't get any trouble for it. But the ammo he bought in Russia 3 weeks later was iron core, not steel core, or steel core, not iron core. And we got he got in major trouble for that. They just
where
kept it. So two full container loads out of Russia.
Yeah, that's
Tula
round,
yep.
And then a Russian round.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got it home. I had got from my grandfather, and ended up being mine, an M44 or a 9130, with not only the Tula stamp on it, but it was manufactured in Germany with the sickle and hammer in 1943.
Wow.
And the Germans sold it to the Russians while they were at war with them. It's got the hex barrel. It's mint condition.
Yeah.
Oh, PW Arms brought in 10,000 of them. I got them all. So, I digress. All right, man. If you want to do something on those earrings, if something does come to
fruition, yeah, I'll let you know.
Hit me up. Give me an opportunity,
all right,
anyways. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Did you get that picture I just sent you?
Oh, hold on. I'm being sneaky with my cell phone. Oh! Holy. That's a good sized deer right there. Man.
That deer's corn-fed.
Oh, yeah, you can see it right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's, wow.
Yeah.
I got to go show that to Mike and tell him, one of my guys got one bigger than you.
Yeah, that was a hoss, too. All right, brother.
All right, we'll catch you.
Yeah, bye.
Yep.